That's it's recording that.
So, 他们年代的样子叫哪样不懂，多久多发达？
It would be very good if we sang the Vajra song of realization, the Doha, that was sung by the glorious Shepa Dorje, called the 27 Cases of Dissolution.
And Tambanya then the P Tambachonga, Tonja Tambachonya, Tonja Tambatezu, Fokawa, Tokawa, Ibisena, then the P Tambachonga song. Pay Tambata Dole Lau, Cole Lau. Pay Tambachonga Latente, Tonja Tambachuni Tenambabam, Ibersa.
27 cases of dissolution are grouped into 15 examples, they're in sets of three, and 12 actual cases of dissolution that we really need to learn about. The 12 actual cases, though, which follow the 15 examples, are not so easy to understand at first glance. And so that is why Milarepa sang a 15 examples that everybody knows of in the world. And through these 15 examples, we can come to understand the 12 actual cases of dissolution that they exemplify.
Yeah.
I'll sing some lines and then we can start over together. This song alternates in the melody between the odd and the even number verses. Master and hidden Buddha in human form, you with the name not spoken lightly, Lotsawa, Father who've been so kind, at your feet I bow. I am no singer of Vedic songs, you spirit said, sing a song, sing me a song. In answer here's a melody that sings of basic being. Thunder and lightning and floating clouds, whenever these appear from the sky they appear, and when they dissolve into the sky they dissolve. Rainbows and fog banks and sleet, these three, whenever these appear from the blue they appear, and when they dissolve into the blue, they dissolve. Let's try it together. Master and hidden Buddha in human form, you with the name not spoken lightly, Lotsawa, Father who've been so kind, that your feet I bow. I am no singer of Vedic songs, you spirit said, sing a song, sing me a song. In answer here's a melody that sings of basic being. Thunder and lightning and floating clouds, wherever these appear from the sky they appear, and when they dissolve into the sky they dissolve. Rainbows and fog banks and sleet, these three, whenever these appear from the blue they appear, and when they dissolve into the blue, they dissolve. Pollen and harvest and fruit, these three, whenever these appear from the earth, they appear, and when they dissolve into the flowers and foliage, these three, whenever these appear from the mountain they appear, and when they dissolve into
fear from the ocean may appear, and when they dissolve into the ocean, they dissolve. Attachment as patterns, perceptions holding on, whenever these appear, from me always they appear, and when they dissolve, into the always they dissolve. Self-aware, self-luminous, self-liberated too, whenever these appear, from the mind itself appear, and when they dissolve into the mind itself dissolve. The uncaught and unceasing and inexpressible, whenever these appear, from your being they appear, and when they dissolve into your being they dissolve. As is perceived as and is thought of as a ghost, whenever these appear, from the yogi they appear, and when they dissolve into the yogi they dissolve. These blocking spirits, magical creations of the mind, your own projections empty, not realized. The yogi takes these ghosts as real, into delusion falls. The root of delusion grows out of the mind, by gaining realization of the essence of the mind. Clear light is seen to be quite free of coming, going to. Objects seeming outside a delusion of the mind, and through examination of appearances trace, appearance and its emptiness, you realize are not two. When you think it's meditation, meditation is a thought. I'll hear non-meditation is another thought again. Meditation and non-meditation, not two different things. A view involving dualism forms delusion's base. There is no view or theory in reality itself. And all of these examples show the character of mind. Consider well examples illustrating spaces traits, and the point will be quite clear to you, pure being's reality. Then you for you is look into what's real past thinking mind. In the depths of meditation, without wandering, just rest. Keep a flow of natural conduct flowing, don't let it get lost. For fruition toss all terms away, alone with hope and fear. Spirit, claim this dharma, inheritance that's yours. I have no time to while away in endless empty songs. Don't think or question more just now, but teach your tongue to rest. A spirit said to sing a song, and so I've done just that. And now the words that came of this are words of a prison man. Are for you to put to practice, spirit, if you can. For food you then will feed on the food of great bliss. For drink you'll quench your thirst on a nectar undefiled. For well you'll spend your energy tending your business.
Before listening to the teachings, please give rise to the supreme motivation of bodhicitta, which means that for the benefit of all sentient beings, who are as limitless in number as the sky is vast in its extent, we aim to attain the state of complete and perfect enlightenment that neither abides in existence nor in peace. We know that in order to do this, we must listen to, reflect upon, and meditate on the teachings of the genuine Dharma with all of the enthusiasm we can muster in our hearts. This is the supreme motivation of bodhicitta. Please give rise to it and listen.
Talam kan hebar sab tambu chuje rambane par kama ba somba ranzon de jindebe sade tembe manabe.
Our topic from among all of the subjects that comprise the genuine Dharma is the aspiration prayer for Mahamudra, the definitive meaning composed by the glorious third Karmapa Rangjung Dorje.
And then the Chepala Tambo Namun Guru Sijite Namo Santavar and Guru Lamala Santavar.
The prayer begins with Namo Guru, which is Sanskrit for I prostrate Namo to the Lama Guru.
Lama Namda Yedan Chengur La Soju Chusom Jarva Sedan Che Dala Tsegon Daka Munan Nam Jehin Rupen Tujur Senam Zuki Savasonte Lama Namda Ranga Wan Kupel Lama Take lama, menga kyupa tobe lama la sofa, lama namdam. Yedan jengur la si jite dorji tebe lo re, jengur je la so. Dorji tebe lo la, yedam sabu ju, jube ju, nanjur lan mebe ju je, jengur je la so namdam. Yeya, Sojo, Sojin Sanje, Tenwo Nide, Sojo Dan, Deba Mamba Tadate, Tu Somje, Jarva Heba Sanjere, Duye, Yule Jarva, Duye Dale Jarve, Jarva, Setan Jeba Nanda. Duye Ne. Then a pombo do, new mombo do, lie boy do, chebdog do, than do yere. Do yele jerve, do ye pambar maneuver, do yele jerve, said Nasangela jervas, do yele jerva. Says San Joseph Soda and Jeba. Dona Sanjeda, says San Joseph Soda and Jeba, num. Dala took the watching with Jesus Gongso saw. Then Mulan de Pambo, Mulan Robert, and Pambo, Tarona Narodi, Pagenda was an Robert Narodi, you were Mulan Robert, Pambo. Daga Mulanam Dagan de Mulam Nambar Taba, Nyan Taba, Taba Ndanam. Semjin Neluk Saja Jambu Tote, Semjin Ju Tundrupa, Mulan Taba Nam, Jetawa Yin, Ruben Tunjur Tang, Tunjur Narona, Roba Narona, Senam Zerona.
And the first verse begins, Lamas, Yidams, and deities of the mandala. The Lamas are the ones from whom we request empowerments, teaching instructions of how to do the practices, pith instructions for how to meditate. These are our teachers and guides. Yidams and deities of the mandala refers to the Vajrayana deities that one practices, that one takes as the basis for one's practice in the Vajrayana. There are the deities of the four classes of Tantra, Kriya Tantra, Charya Tantra, Yoga Tantra, and Anuttara Yoga Tantra. Each class has its own deities that are the main deities and the deities of the retinue of the mandala. We pray to all of them, along with the victorious ones and your sons and daughters of the 10 directions and 3 times. The 10 directions are the 4 cardinal directions, the 4 ordinal directions, and above and below. And the victorious ones refer to the Buddhas, who are victorious over the 4 Maras, or demons. The Mara of the aggregates, the 5 aggregates. The Mara of the kleshas, or disturbing mental states. The Mara of the son of the gods. This refers to attachment to happiness and comfort in this lifetime. That is considered a demon called the Mara of the son of the gods. And the Mara of the lord of death. So the Buddhas are the ones who have achieved victory over these 4 Maras and are thus called the victorious ones. And your sons and daughters of the 10 directions and 3 times. This, the sons and daughters, refers to the host of bodhisattvas, who are male and female, who are the sons and daughters of the victorious Buddhas. Please hold us in your great loving kindness and bless our aspiration prayers that they may be perfectly fulfilled. The completely pure aspiration prayer we make, prayers actually, because there are many of them that we make in this prayer for Mahamudra. Basically what they have in common is that they are prayers that we and all sentient beings will realize the true nature of mind. So that is the underlying essence of everything we aspire to here. And we pray that all of these realized beings will be our witness to this prayer. And here witness means that they will lend their support, that they will give us assistance, blessing, help. They will help us that our aspiration prayers may be perfectly fulfilled. That's all.
And then, 풍부 de la Sukje Pombo, Tsorwe Pombo, Dukije Pombo, Duzije Pombo, Nambari Chepe Pombo Ngare. Pombo Nga Tam Doe Mare. Pombo Nga La Denbari Kempe Namdo Ti Tarpa Tang Tamche Chepe Komban Toba La Pardo Che Bar Sepa Ti Sena Pombo La Denbari Kempe Namdo Ti Doe Doe Kempe.
The first demon is the demon of the aggregates or the skandhas, the aggregates of forms, of feelings, discriminations, mental formations, and consciousnesses. These are the five aggregates. They by themselves are not our enemies. They're not demons alone. But the thought that believes that these aggregates truly exist, that is a demon in the sense that that concept of these aggregates being real is an obstacle to enlightenment. So it is in that sense that the five aggregates are called the demon. It's really the thought that takes them to be real, not the aggregates themselves.
Dona chapa dawa momba somre, tele ye jena tene te tendo ngaja da tado nebe tonga da yang tsabe nyu momba da yela ta da nyebe nyu momba so jewa mambo yo na yang dona tonga da tok som den do bare tonga da tok som de de kare se gre sa na tonga ran sen bar Tonga rāṅcīṃ par nē tē. Tonga rāṅcīṃ par tē nā thārpa tāṅ tāṁ jē kēm pā tōp mū tōpā tē par tē sē pā sē mā dēr. Tonga yī nē lōk tō nā tēne tonga rāṅcā trūk rē. Chē par tō dūr jī tē pā lō lā tōngi nē lōk gōm kēn tōngi nē lōk tō nā mēnchāṅ pā mā sē. Nyor to trova tap chin cho to chorbar yang somar.
Tine rang sen person and nang so da ho.
Rang sen tonga ngoma te. Kondro so na kondro la nyembo me kaya me na. Rang sen basir tonga ngoma te.
Lasa.
Ya.
The next is the demon of the disturbing states of mind or the kleshas. These disturbing states of mind can be summarized into three: attachment, aversion, and ignorance. If we expand on that, we get five by adding in arrogance and jealousy. We can also classify them further into the primary and the secondary disturbing mental states. But if we summarize them, we can summarize them as five or as three. And the actual disturbing mental states, when no remedy is applied to them, are demons because they too block our progress to enlightenment. So for example, anger or attachment, pride, when these arise, they disturb the mind, cause us to take negative actions and so forth. They are obstacles on the path when they're left at their face value. However, if one recognizes their essential nature and is able to meditate on that essential nature, then nothing else need be done to try to remove them, because their essential nature is that they are free just as they are. Their essential nature is that they are self-liberated. And in the Vajrayana, since that is the case, then not only are the five poisons not considered obstacles, but rather they are catalysts for enlightenment. Using them in meditation causes you to attain enlightenment faster than you would before. So they are actually considered to be positive when you have the skillful means to meditate on their essential nature and to use them as a meditative practice. The true nature of mind is luminous clarity. And therefore, the true nature of the five poisons is also luminous clarity. This luminous clarity is awareness. It is original wisdom. And therefore, the true nature of the five poisons is awareness and original wisdom. And so the practice is to recognize that. The practice is to allow the original wisdom, the awareness that is the essential nature of these five poisons, to manifest, to recognize that as their inherent nature. And then it will manifest.
Chukor torwe pe, jamzu balab, jamzu latam batavata. Nyomo ihizu jurwe pe, charum churu yova atavatene, chotop nam jetena osomar.
And along these lines, the example for how it is that thoughts are self-liberated within the Dharmakaya is the example of waves dissolving into the ocean. The example for how the five poisons can manifest as original wisdom is the example of ice melting into water. And these are the examples that the realized siddhas have given us.
Then somebody do somebody lay pay do say you go be jinzen kar sana send de ji la yin wa de la lay pay do say lay pada pomon su de la pase do pada pomon ni ka re lay pada pomon su ne ka de lay la de ji bu som so ba ye ba le tin de ji le yin hen
The third demon is the son of the gods. And again, this refers to being distracted by the happiness and comfort one achieves in this lifetime. Because what happens to the sons of the gods, and here it says sons of the gods, but it happens to the gods' daughters too. So what happens to the sons and daughters of the gods is that they find themselves in a very pleasant environment, and they get distracted by that. And they play and have a good time, but before they know it, their time as being gods is up, and then they have to experience suffering. So that's why being distracted by the happiness that we might gain in this lifetime and losing our mindfulness during that distraction is like a demon. So this is the demon of the son of the gods.
This is the deji le khenba te tene tharpa ta thanjen chenba komba dobar se pe pa che se bdu yem se na tene chen de deji tamche nandong yemi nandong yemi jepe juma malam davartato.
It's our attachment to happiness of this lifetime that is an obstacle to our attaining liberation. And therefore, what we need to do is to view whatever happiness we might experience as being appearance and emptiness, undifferentiable, like a dream, like an illusion. And then we won't be attached to it.
Juma Mulanta were Hina, then a Jumanta with Ting in Zere. Jumanta with Ting in the Yibesena, then a Trozi Gelare. Denber Hina, Hina, Kingsi Duty. Demi Denber Madro by Hiba. Jumanta with Ting in the Gona, Trozi Gelan.
When we are attached to the happiness we experience in this life, when we cling to it, then in fact it is binding us. It is shackling us and preventing us from attaining liberation. But when we recognize the happiness we experience in this lifetime to be illusory, appearance emptiness, then, in fact, we're practicing the samadhi that sees everything to be like an illusion. And that is the path itself. There's no other path than that. So, in fact, the very attachment becomes the path that liberates. So it's just up to us whether we take this happiness to be real, then it binds us. But if we see it as illusory, appearance emptiness, then it is the path that liberates.
Sedang che kebe se la, sanje ju kuye se, kongu ji se da chin zin re. Song se de nyen tu dang rang sanje na re. Sanje ju den ye dang. Then then it talk to say, Sancho Sambata, Samasuri. This and I come there, then it said, so Sancho Sambata, Samasuri. Sancho Sambala, Jenes in Jamba Yansu, never sitch in Jeda. Samala Ariatare Lasso Batin, Samasanti Machabio. That is a yellow.
Then Chidaki do you call that?
On Chedaka do it last one. Chedaka do it such a last one. Chedaka do it. Cheva ran Chedaka do mare. Cheva la Denver him and Nam do de. Take and Chenwa Seba Sena. Chedaka do it. Yeah.
The Lord of Death. That causes us to get frightened. And that fear. That is what we need to overcome. Four Maras. Their sons and daughters was Rahu. That was the sons and daughters of the Buddha's speech are the Buddha's teachings, and they put them into practice. Teach and also teach them to others and bodhisattvas, because they are the ones themselves. They first give rise to supreme bodhicitta, and then they train our sons and daughters, and it doesn't specify which out of these three. Mainly it's referring to the sons and daughters of
Pene Sancho Sempa, Sema, iti, Taye Pesim Chinchi Tung Drogore, Te Droba La, Droba Mumayye Bayyendo, Karpa, Somdan, Dondan, Somcho Tsa Somso La, Sem Hyomba Mayba, Goyore, Tendra Voye Pesena, Tendra.
Is the word that means brave. You have to be brave. You have to be brave in three respects. Self sentient beings that you say you're going to help, and you say you'll help them all. Never, bodhisattvas don't have that type of attitude. They never get worn out. And from their intelligence, their precise knowledge of the genuine nature of reality. It takes a long time. And particularly, the 3 or 7 or 37 times 10 to the 59, about that and get worn out. Not think about how far you have to go and get benefit to them. So that's the second type of courage, is that you don't feel you can help them. So that means if you have to chop off parts of your body and give it to them, do whatever difficulty they have to, whatever difficult thing it is, in order to be obeyed. Approach them with courage and enthusiasm.
Tene teda jin mantan luji chakhe jimbata yega luso yobare lo. Ten mengana jimbata.
And what is in harmony today with bodhisattva conduct, organs, their blood, to benefit others.
Dala tsergong, dala tsok tsewa nyingi jimbu gongsu so. Dunjur pambo tang.
Great loving kindness, your great compassion, and bless our So let's recite.
Sanctities of the Mandala, Vedas, and bless our aspiration prayers that they may.
Jarva kuki jamson jojo chikhi savasong. Dada mula la simchin chi chapa sena tenen tha yebe simchin tha ke jorva nambar tapa. Roge nyami nambar tapa samjur nambar tapa. Jete tena tso semla ra le samjur nambar tapa te. Kangi ribu sok soku te. Samjur namar tape kangre le chipam. Sonwe kangre le chupjun sonwa yendo. Korsom la denbar shempe nyokpa trama mapa. Ta kangre le chopam tu sadar soji nyokpa mapa. O ten roji. Korsom nyokpa mapa. Gave. Gave so chujunju zozu kopare. Nyopa mebe geso ke chubu junam. Kanlan jopa de java kuki jamson jujurche. Chuko, longo, moni juko. Pampa moni juko, toba yichi juko. Lonjo Zobako, Trubako Sena Dure, Kugela Tetur Madavari. Jarva Kuyete, Jamso Tav, Jamso Zodok, Zosu Kode, Jarva Kuyi, Jamso Chamber, Jobar Chorche. Dona Kanele Chip, Chovi Jain, the Pap, the Jamso Chamber, and Dova Te Hindu, Samjer number Tapa Kanele Chip, Kosom Yoba Mabe gave it so to Chujin De. Then the Java Kuki Jamso Chamber Jokwar Jorge. Donna Sanjay combat the Jojo Jay. Excellent.
Then Samba Sam Tang Jorwa Lutanga
Lunga Kale Lunga Kale Yantapa Yana Samba Namba Tapa Sanjo Jesem Joa Parzu Sembato. What is it?
May the rivers of my own and
and others gathered virtue, undefiled by the three spheres, that spring from the snow mountain of our completely pure intentions and actions, flow into the ocean of the victorious ones, four kayaks. We pray ourselves, on behalf of ourselves, and on behalf of limitless other sentient beings. So, before the word others, please write limitless. We don't just pray for our own benefit, but rather for the benefit of all sentient beings who are limitless because they extend to the very reaches of space. They pervade all of space. And just as space is limitless, so sentient beings are limitless as well. And when we pray for all sentient beings, we have to especially remember that that includes our enemies, those who do us harm. So it includes everyone. And here, it's a metaphor that's used. The metaphor is completely pure rivers running down from a pure white snow mountain flowing into the ocean. So what the snow mountain here is our completely pure intentions and actions. Intentions and actions can be understood in two ways. First, the mental intention, that's pretty obvious, and then the action refers to the activity of body and speech that we perform with our motivation. Or you could understand the intention to be bodhicitta and the action to be the practice of the six paramitas. So there are two ways to understand that, but the main thing is the mind. The main thing is your intention. If your intention is pure, then the actions will follow that. And so that's like the snow mountain. The river is the river of virtuous action that is undefiled by clinging to the three spheres as being truly existent. The three spheres being the actor, the object of the action, and the action itself. So those are like mud that can make the water dirty. But when there is virtuous action, there's no clinging to the virtuous action as being truly existent, then it's pure. And we pray that these will flow into the ocean of the victorious ones, four kayas. Meaning, we pray that they will lead us to enlightenment, that they will lead us to achieve the four kayas, or the four dimensions of enlightenment, which are the kaya of original wisdom, the Dharmakaya, the Sambhogakaya, or enjoyment body, the Nirmanakaya, or emanation body, and finally the Svabhavikakaya, or the essence body. The essence body is from the perspective, is the dimension of enlightenment that represents all of the flaws and obscurations you abandon. So it's from the perspective of giving up what you need to give up. And the Dharmakaya of wisdom is from the perspective of realizing what you need to realize. So that's why they're split into two.
Tene konga jyotsare konga yana chuko longko truko somse kosom yer mese pachane durjikota nand cha mandi pechane ngombar sangche bokose ko ma tenda buja.
There's another presentation of the five kayas, and here we have the main three: Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Nirmanakaya. And then you have what's called the Vajrakaya. The Vajrakaya represents the ultimate undifferentiability of the first three kayas. That in essence there's no difference between them. The fifth kaya is the kaya of manifest enlightenment. And this fifth kaya is from the perspective of how it is that the three kayas' appearances are distinct. Even though in essence there's no difference between them, from the perspective of how they appear in distinct fashion. They're not mixed together. They're able to be distinguished clearly.
Tenyang ko te uzo na dagi simjin tamje chi sunan dai hi ju tso kan yi sa ba te deni dagi simjin tamje sanje je komban ta pe jor chor che ra wo.
In short, this is an aspiration that all of the merit and wisdom that we and all sentient beings accumulate, all of the positive actions we perform, may it all be a cause for all of us attaining the state of complete and perfect enlightenment. So let's recite this together.
May the rivers of my own and limitless others gather virtue, undefiled by the three sins that spring from the snow mountain of our completely pure intentions and actions, flowing to the ocean of the victorious ones, four kayas.
Jese tema toba tese to jedan jebe tserab kondoya dedan dunga daya mada sin dege jan su pala chobar yoshi sabasong. Jese tema tob se jete jese zobe sanje je komba matopa Tesito, teparto. Jevan dedan. Jeve terab sijude. Jevan dedan. Jeve terab. Tamjeto. Terab kundo. Sanjeju komba mato pe terab kundo yang. Dekwa ta donga jidra madrabe malarwa. Dekwa megeve le tang. Dekwa le sumo donga. Mepa maze, Mengzayang madakin, Dekba jetan, Dunga jetrayam madakin, Deva tan geva, Deva janso tavata, Geva janso tavala, Tato long chopai koche. Then it's herab kuendo, Deva tan geva la chopamala.
In this and in all our future lifetimes, for as long as it may be until we attain enlightenment, so however long it takes until we attain that state of enlightenment described in the previous verse, in however many lifetimes we live, may not even the words negative action or suffering be heard. So this is a prayer that we be free from performing any negative actions, experiencing any suffering that is the result of those negative actions. And the way that it's expressed here is that not only may these actions and their consequences not exist, but may they be so non-existent that you don't even hear the word anymore. For that. And at the same time, may we enjoy the glory of oceans of virtue and happiness. So for as long as it may be, until we attain enlightenment, may we only perform positive, virtuous actions and experience the happiness that is the result.
Malande kunzob da tanyito dakhe lange dami to bikhirab ji cheba tanyo zu yade kunzob da dakhe lange tene cheba ta tsarab kundo sumba. कहीं से न चेवा था सरब जो न बोयो वाला दाखेले को दामे पे दामे तो भी खराब जी चेवा जोए योरे दामे तो भी खराब जी चेवा तान्यों से याते माचे पे वंग तो सेवा दायो बाखेले को तान्ये तो दाखेले.
This is this verse is expressing an aspiration from the perspective of apparent reality or relative truth, in the sense that it talks about we experiencing virtue and happiness over the course of many lifetimes. So it's not from a perspective of analyzing the self and finding the truth of selflessness. So we just leave that aside for now. We're talking about apparent reality. And in apparent reality, there are a lot of lifetimes we live in samsara. So if there are so many lifetimes, there's got to be someone living them. There's got to be a self you can posit going from one lifetime to the next. So in the context of apparent reality, we pray that this apparent self experience happiness, that all the beings who have all these lifetimes experience happiness too.
Tene de tabla da ye par khela ma de ne ba che re ton ta ba da me na yan thani de da ye pe che ba che ro ko de se na na ban ra wo shuk chen bu yong ma re da ye ba ye ya na ne ba che re
ne ba se na
shuk che re ne ba shu che ke che ke ne ba che jo
The reason why we don't analyze and think about selflessness in the context of this verse is that if we did that, and then we knew, well, there's no self, then to pray for happiness in all future lifetimes is kind of feeble. You know, it's not very strong if you're thinking there's no one to experience this happiness, but I'm going to pray for it anyway. So that doesn't make very much sense. So that's why we leave the selflessness in this verse, and we assume there is a self, and of all sentient beings, that can experience happiness, and we pray that we all experience this happiness, and then it's much more powerful.
Yes, I know.
So let's read this verse.
In this and in all our future lifetimes, for as long as it may be, until we attain enlightenment, may not even the words, negative actions, or suffering be heard, and may we enjoy the glory of oceans of virtue and happiness.
Yabane, Tanjo in Choto, Tetun Hirabdin. Kini zangden dambe tu tonne. Surjin do la parte manjeba, serap kondo tam tu tu par yoke sawasonde. Tanjurn choto kepe, tarva jetam, jova chotsanle. Muyelutin, choto chopa topjen, Tezong kherab den, tambu chu la teba tang. Chu nyam su lamba la, trobe tsun ru tang. Kunzo tang tuan tang je. Ne lo so so se khen tin lam bam nu be, kherab tang den khen. Dona tezong kherab tang den khen. Hini zang ting, te tung khira tan dena yang, gebe hini ting gore. Gebe hini zang ting se, gebe hini zang bo, yang da ba tan ting gen. Dambe chui to me, dam nga ke, chui zang bo, topar cho ne, no zang bo chiyo na dena na loya chui gore, dena yin. Tene damga ke chu zangpo thokte nyamsu lenpe kapso tsur yendo droba sepa la. Garchin parche manche pa tsarap kundu tamchu chu parcho. Cheva tsin de tsa mahin pa sanje che kompa matup che pa do. Parche tserab kundo, jeva kundo, jeva tan tserab tamche to, tambu chula chupa long chupa choche, tambu chula tusan gomsum separ choche.
In all our lifetimes, may we gain the supreme freedoms and resources. These are the 8 freedoms and 10 resources that comprise the precious human existence. They comprise the supreme existence of all. May we gain them, and may we have faith in the Dharma. May we have joyous diligence. May we take joy in the practice of the Dharma. And may we have prajna, the precise knowledge that knows the difference between apparent reality and genuine reality, that knows the difference between the way things appear and the way they really are. We pray to have these 3 basic qualities, but even if we get them, we still need a spiritual teacher. So may we rely on excellent spiritual teachers, not only spiritual teachers, but excellent ones. Here, excellent means authentic, genuine spiritual teachers. And having received the nectar of their instructions, if one is a suitable vessel for the teachings, then the teachings are like nectar poured into that vessel. Having received the nectar of our teacher's instructions, may we practice correctly. May we practice according to the instructions, following the instructions, and encounter no obstacles in doing so. May we always practice genuine Dharma. In all of our lifetimes, may we always enjoy the genuine Dharma by practicing, listening, reflecting, and meditating.
Lonre menga denba la judin je lama mazeram tukje dandre wa ki jin de che song sabdon jin je le long kepa rikpa yapa menga yapa de judin je lama re te teng do tene chaba nyin je tang Seva Ninji Chembo than Dambati Gores, Ninji Yuna Jin to Chevalamar. Long you, Menga, you require Yuna Yang, Ningi Chembo Mena, Jinda Chevalama. Titan to Ningi Chembo Yuna, Jinda Chevalama, Jincha Yepa. Tenda was Marvel.
Excellent spiritual teachers is what the verse says. There are different descriptions in the text given of what it means, what are the qualities of a spiritual teacher. Milarepa, however, sums up the main qualities in one verse of a song of his called The Eight Ornaments of the Profound Meaning. And in this song he sings, a master of scriptures and logic and special instructions. Is this not called a lama who holds a lineage? Adorned with a noble heart of true compassion, this is what serves as his special embellishment. There are two parts to the qualities of an authentic lama. First is that an authentic lama is a master of the Buddha's teachings, scriptures, and the logical reasonings that prove those teachings' validity, and the practice instructions for how to put them into effect. Those are the basics, but if the lama doesn't have a noble heart of true compassion, then it's not an excellent lama. So this noble heart of true compassion is like jewelry. It's like an ornament that beautifies the lama. And so Milarepa sings, this true compassion is what serves as the lama's special embellishment.
Then the Jin the Chevy Lamets in the Tenda way in a Loma Rana Kandego on the Sena. No danger Loma Tela. They then Ningi Chevala, no danger Loma Mazera. Mugutan Deva, he Jin the Chisum. Chula, Tepa than Damba. Ningi Chamber than Damba Tiona. Then they take what Chamber Lola, then no danger Loma, Tepa Ningi. Jin the Chevy Loma la Kandego. Mugutan Damba he jin the chisel. Mugu sejete tepa yuna yan tepe nanjur mihiba yure. Tepe nanjur hiba. Ten rawachi yuna, ten a jin the chevaloma desoma. Ten a tepa the ninji chepo yuna yan tepe nanjur mahina, ten a jin the cheva yuma. Hakusa.
Well, if those are the characteristics of a lama, what are the characteristics of a student? Well, Milarepa sings about these in the next verse of the song when he sings, those who have faith with compassion are amply endowed. Are these not students comprising suitable vessels? Fully equipped with respect and devout commitment, this is what serves as their special embellishment. So the basic qualities of a student are that an authentic or a worthy student must have faith in the Mahayana Dharma and great compassion for others. If they have those two, then they are worthy students. They comprise a suitable vessel. But what is their adorning jewel? What really makes them beautifully qualified students is that they have respect and devout commitment. So these are just, it seems on the surface, synonyms for faith that has already been mentioned. What's the difference? The difference is that these words describe the student's ability to know how to manifest, how to demonstrate that faith. Because if you just have faith, but you keep it to yourself, and you don't demonstrate it in any way, then that's not as good as if you know how to demonstrate it. And knowing how to demonstrate one's faith is what is the special adorning jewel of a qualified student.
Then parche se je de parche kare yere sana se ye parche rang droba se besala mem barwa cho cho droba cho dorba sa yoba la soba sen jong yin je kwa ma pa ye drabo ta kuma ta cha kwa la soba se ye parche ma pa nang ka parche rang tene nam do Lokata, Tezonda, Namdoke, Namdong, Parche Majipa, Parche Mab, Terapko and the Tambe Chu, Chula Long Jabba Hotel. Marve.
If you ask what is meant by obstacles, well, there are both outer and inner obstacles. Outer obstacles are like having your retreat house or the place where you practice destroyed by a fire or a flood or an earthquake or besieged by robbers and thieves. If things like that happen, those are outer obstacles. Inner obstacles refer to our own concepts. Inner obstacles include doubts and negative thoughts. So we wrong views. So we pray to be free from both the outer and the inner obstacles too. Let's recite this verse.
In all our lifetimes, may we gain the supreme freedoms and resources and have faith, diligence, and prajna. May we rely on excellent spiritual teachers and having received the nectar of their instructions, may we practice correctly and encounter no obstacles in doing so. May we always practice the genuine Dharma.
Teta Cherap to Tamchi Chupe Tsorkar Sambi Minajum Gonzon Wujinilu Kigin Sat Hirap Som Janama Jeba Shoki Sawa Songke. Longrik to Pe Miki Delito Long De Yanta Badjoba Sanje Jisungbe. Tekpa chechong doche tekpa da chepe dene long de sanji jisong re tekpa chechong ko long tepa teya long tsa mayinba rikpa drupzi ikheba long tan rikpa tupe tupa la tende long rik tukhen sheba la tende dene mehipa drapa la troa long rik tuna Mehiba Mumbala to go, it is a lonely to be Mehiba, Mehiba Deba, Mehiba Mumbala to him. May not some be Tesum Menajum. Tuba Tanji Tesum John Togomare, May not Samu, Danga Samula, two lenches, some Mayimba, Yangi Yangdo, some be Tesum Sejete, Tesum. Lo teni yini segre, yina main sambate. Tetsu menaje zoksu kote, mena yang tabar sambe, tetsu mena tabar chomchen. Gomzong woje, gomzong kirab jebe, woje, nelo ton tambe demba, ketawa yin, sarchen, toba. Tetabo, Hirab Somje Nama Jebar Shu. Tupi Hirab, Sambi Hirab, Gomsong Hirab Je Nama Jebar Shu Je. Tusam Gomsong Songdan Deva Shu Je.
In the last line, we pray, may we always practice the genuine Dharma. In all our lifetimes, may we practice the genuine Dharma. How are we going to do that? Well, that's the subject of the fifth verse. First, listening to scriptures and reasonings frees us from the obscurations of ignorance. Scriptures refers to the words of the Buddha in the lesser vehicle, the greater vehicle, and the Vajrayana, these three. And not only the teachings, but the reasonings, the logical reasonings that prove these teachings' validity, that establish them as accurate, that we can use for ourselves to do that. So listening to these scriptures and reasonings frees us from the obscurations of ignorance. Here we can understand ignorance quite simply as not knowing, the state of not knowing something. So by listening to the Buddha's teachings and the reasonings that prove these teachings to be valid, that liberates us from the veil of not knowing them. And so this is the first type of wisdom or knowledge that we get, is the knowledge or wisdom that comes from listening. The next is the one that comes from reflecting, analyzing. And so it reads, reflecting on the key instructions vanquishes the darkness of doubt. To reflect or to think about the key instructions is what brings certainty. And in order to do that, we have to analyze them, we have to think about them, not just once, but again and again. What do they really mean? And that vanquishes the darkness of doubt. Doubt is when we're unsure. We don't know, is it like this or is it like this? That's the definition of doubt. Reflecting on the teachings, analyzing them, will bring the certainty that vanquishes the darkness of doubt. And so that's the second type of knowledge or wisdom. The third is the one that comes from meditation. And this wisdom is like a light that illuminates the true nature of reality just as it is. Precise, allows us to see it just as it is. May we gain these three types of wisdom. May their brilliance increase.
Tusan gomsom songda dregogre. Tusan gomsom songda madena. Tupa dan samba tsamje. Tene neluk to togumare, nyamung do togumare. Tenya malarepe. Gombe nyamung pongkun jorje. Chikadan zin trawa mensong. Tartuk nyamong da donga le trova gong gore ma to chik tsam je nyamong da donga le trova ma re song. Dik song? Dik song na jor song.
We have to practice listening, reflecting, and meditating together. We have to bring them together in our practice. Because if we don't, if we just have listening and reflection without meditation, that's not enough to free us from the disturbing states of mind. And this is something that Milarepa sang about. He sang, meditation is what frees you from the kleshas. The words are not enough to do it alone. You have to bring these words into your experience, and the way to do that is through meditation.
Tene tabo rinpoche chang, tambe chula tusam gomsom, Sungdirdo sepa ne chuche ne manurpa yino sungre. Tusang gomso sungdir se na ten tampe chu nyamsa lemba la ne manurpa yin sungpa. Di se na te tan tupa sungpa.
And Dhaka Rinpoche, the Lord Gampopa, also said to practice Dharma correctly is to listen, reflect, and meditate together. Not to separate these activities, but to perform them together. So we should follow that advice. Let's recite this verse.
Listening to scriptures and reasonings frees us from the obscurations of ignorance. Reflecting on the key instructions anguishes the darkness of doubt. Meditation's light illuminates the true nature just as it is. May the brilliance of the three kinds of wisdom increase.
Let's recite these first five verses.
Namo Guru.
Namo Guru. Lama Jiram Sandhyasi Sabhamanda. Victorious ones and your sons and daughters of the ten directions and three times. Please hold us in your great loving kindness and bless our aspiration prayers that they may be perfectly fulfilled. May the rivers of my own and numerous other scattered virtue, undefiled by the three spheres that spring from the snow mountain of our own leafy pure intentions and actions, flow into the ocean of the victorious ones for Kayas. In this and in all our future lifetimes, for as long as it may be until we attain enlightenment, may not even the worst negative action or suffering be heard, and may we enjoy the glory of oceans of virtue and happiness. In all our lifetimes may we gain the supreme freedoms and resources, and have faith, diligence, and prajna. May we rely on excellent spiritual teachers, and having received the nectar of their instructions, may we practice correctly and encounter no obstacles in doing so. May we always practice the genuine Dharma. Listening to scriptures and reasoning frees us from the obscurations of ignorance. Reflecting on the key instructions anguishes the darkness of doubt. Meditation's light illuminates the true nature just as it is. May the brilliance of the three kinds of wisdom increase.
Ranlok Pachong Davarjo.
Rest with a child's independence.
Nansin La Gadro Mepa. Ranlok Pachong Davarjo.
Whatever appears outside or inside, don't try to block it. Don't try to cause anything to happen. Without fixation, rest with a small child's independence.
Lame jamso tavaricho.
Rest like an ocean free of waves.
Ne ngarndese. Mambalandesa tata desi sambe. Tusom je namdo ke balab je mayuba mayobarjo.
To rest like an ocean free of waves means don't be disturbed of thoughts of what you did in the past, of what you're going to do in the future, of what you are doing now, undisturbed by thoughts of the three times. Rest like an ocean free of waves.
Tetar namdo mayunaya rikpita cha mepe sangwa sarva nya jama zimpe mopa nidandirvan tapa yonsepe tetar maya tetar mazongpa. Sarva mame tavo yoje sarcha tang tang jaya.
When resting like this, free of thoughts of the three times, still it's possible that mind will lose its brilliance. That's called the state of dullness. When mind loses its clarity, that's the state of torpor. And when you're about to drift off into sleep, that's the state of drowsiness. So the next instruction is to be free of those three states by resting with a candle flame's clarity. Let mind rest free of thoughts of the three times, but still possessing brilliance, possessing clarity and vividness.
Nime marota varjo.
Rest like a corpse without arrogance.
Tetar gombe devanyam sarvanyam madopanyam sola dembarhina chengwaran jorshin. Nga gom ya bo yin, nga gom jin yin cham na, gomba po la, gomba po nga ja chi na, chengwan jo wa te yin do, heme mro ta bo yin cham.
When meditating like this, if one fixates on the experiences of bliss, clarity, and non-conceptuality that one has in the meditation, then that too becomes what binds us. And we can also fall into the arrogance of thinking, I am a great meditator who has these wonderful experiences. So that makes me somebody very special. The remedy for that is to think of yourself as a corpse. Be like a corpse.